Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
To come into your presence. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Take over now and have your own way, Lord. Be glorified. Be magnified. Be lifted up, O God. Let us hear your voice. Thank you for the plan of redemption that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to consummate, of which we are beneficiaries, O God. We thank you. We give you praise. And everybody said a big amen. Say louder, amen. A bit louder, amen. My Lord, I'm excited already. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Interesting weather in Colorado. Interesting. But it's all good. But you can always count on the sun coming out. And it being, no matter what comes up, the sun will always come out around here. So it's all good. We welcome our online friends as well. And thank you for coming out this morning. Let's get into our Bible lesson. Genesis chapter 1, the very first book of the Bible. Thank you, Lord. Genesis chapter 1. Thank you, Father. Genesis chapter 1. Glory be to God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let's all say that together this morning. And God said, I like that. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw, let's say that this morning. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Notice that there was void and the earth was without form. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, but nothing happened till God said. Oh, the Spirit of God was ready to move, but nothing happened till God said, let there be light, and there was light. This whole season, we've been looking at the Word of God. And what a wonderful word we had last week as well. God bless you, my Lord, Pastor Paula. But the point here is, there was power in God's Word to create. But nothing happened to God said. God said, God saw, and it was good. And that was the theme throughout all, the whole theme in Genesis chapter 1. God said, God saw, it was good. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, no matter the void, no matter the emptiness, no matter the chaos in your life, one word from God has enough power to transform that void, to transform that emptiness, to bring the very life of God on the scene. God said, God saw, it was good. My Lord, that is the process by which every good thing that we see in the earth was created. There is power in God's word. Power in God's word to transform our lives. And God said in Malachi, he says, I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. Glory be to God. There is power in God's word for our transformation. And when God speaks, or we speak in line with God's word, the Spirit of God goes into action and transforms or creates. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. God has destined us to go from glory to glory. God's word is not just for our information, but it is for our transformation. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Notice verse 17. Let's start from 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. Notice, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. God has ordained for us to go from glory to glory. He has ordained for his word to keep transforming our life and taking us from one level to another. Oh, in this season, I pray that we will go a little bit higher. Thank you, Father. You see, creation brought an end to the frustration or void that was on the earth by the power in God's word. In the same way, by his word and by his spirit, he brings an end to the frustration, to the void, to the emptiness in our life, because his word is full of power. John chapter 6, verse 63. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. My Lord and my God. Notice what he says. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. It is the Spirit who gives life. Oh, and the word that I've spoken to you are spirit and life. And you remember in Acts 1:8, it says, when the Holy Ghost comes, you will receive power. And so where the word of the King is, there is power. Where the Spirit of God is, there is power and there is life. The words that I'm speaking to you are not just ordinary words. They are spirit. They are life. Has the power and life and to transform our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, and Jesus was the word of God made manifest in the flesh. When he was walking on the earth, he was the word made flesh. John chapter 1, verse 1. Oh, makes us see that. The word was there in the beginning. John chapter 1 and verse 1. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he said. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Everything that you see in this world was made through the Son, was made through the Word. In the same way, anything good that you see in your life will come out of the Word of God. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Oh, verse 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. Oh, glory, 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 glory. And verse 11 says, and He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right, all the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh. The Word becomes. No wonder He says, when the Word of God is as a seed, but when it is sown, it becomes. Mark chapter 4, verse 30. The Word becomes, when He was talking about the seed of God's Word. It is the Word that becomes. It is the Word that produces fruit in our life. And there is power. There is creative power in the Word of God to produce. Oh, my Lord, there was a woman, she heard a sermon along these lines. And the man of God was saying, oh, your hands, the Bible says that you will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. Your hands are not just meant for cooking and doing chores. You are carrier of power. Your hands are meant for signs and wonders. Oh, that Word came right to her. And in the service, she had a child who had a tumor on the face, and they had already scheduled the child for. Oh, but when she had the revelation that the Word of God is life, the Word of God contains power, she went upstairs to that children's place and put the hands on that child, and that tumor completely disappeared. That face became fresh and clean. There is power and life in God's Word. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Jesus, like He said, He was the Word made flesh. And so the woman with the issue of blood in Luke chapter 8, her story, Luke chapter 8 from verse 43 to 48. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Oh, glory. Luke chapter 8, see what happened. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. She came up behind Him and touched the fringe of His garment, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, "Who is it that touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you." But Jesus said, "Who touched me? For I perceive that power has gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before Him, declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched Him and how she had been immediately healed. And He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Oh, glory. This woman was destitute. She had spent all her money on physicians, and she still couldn't get help. Oh, in the account in Mark chapter 5, she said, when she heard of Jesus, she said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Peter responded and said, Master, what are you saying? You are surrounded by a crowd. What are you saying? Who touched you? Isn't that an interesting question? But someone had made a deposit, a claim on the power. The power was there all the time. Oh, no, he said, remember the verse in John 1:12. He says, as many as believed on him, he gave power. It is believing that activates the power. And now Jesus is not just restricted to one location. His power is everywhere. Oh, when you act on his word, the power in the word is released. Oh, glory. She spent all her money on physicians, still couldn't get help. Jesus said, I perceive that power has gone out from me. And immediately she was healed. And notice what Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you well. Jesus was the Word in made flesh, the Word made flesh, but her faith drew the power. Your faith has made you whole. That is a significant statement. Oh, she was not only healed. Now the money that she had a financial miracle as well. The money that is going on physicians can go somewhere something else. Think about it. She's not only been healed of her sickness, but her financial situation has changed from that day. That's what God is interested in, your wholeness. Spirit, soul, and body, and in your finances as well. Oh, you've been made completely whole. This morning, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, in any area of your life where you are not whole, where there is something missing, where there is some form of deficiency, by the word of the Lord, I speak and decree wholeness in the name of Jesus. If that's you, say a big amen. Amen. Oh, glory. Daughter, go in peace. Your faith has made you well. The faith of Jesus, no, your faith, her faith has made her well. Your faith will make you whole as well. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. What else is in the word of God? We'll come back to the power side. But there is healing in the word of God. Psalm 107, verse 20. The woman experienced it firsthand. Psalm 107. Verse 20, glory be to God. I am getting excited. Feel like running around this building. My Lord and my God. Notice what he says. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them. And not only that, delivered them from their destruction. Oh, when God wants to deliver you, he will send you his word. When God wants to heal you, he will send you his word. Oh, this morning, in any area of your life where there is destruction, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the word of God will not only heal you, but deliver you from every form of destruction. If that's you, say a big amen. Oh, glory. He sent his word, and the word healed them. The word became healing. The word became their deliverance from destruction. That's what happened in Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, glory. Where the word of the Lord is, where the word of the King is, there is power. My Lord and my God. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Thank you, Father. On one of those days, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. Notice, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. But notice, what was he doing? He was teaching. And the power was present to heal. Oh, because he sends his word and heal them. Oh, that word is full of power. There is healing in that word. Thank you, Father. And that day, the only person, again, who made connection with that power, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The other translation says, he was there to heal the Pharisees and teachers of the law. How come none of them got it? The only person there was the man who was carried, and he made contact with that power, and he was made whole. Oh, glory. There is power in the word of God. Oh, if you leave this morning with anything, just leave with that. There is power in the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Thank you, Father. Power in the word. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. It's not my word like fire, and like a hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. Oh, if that word can break rocks in pieces, God's word can put together the broken pieces of our lives. Oh, I pray the word of God will restore to you wholeness. My Lord and my God, my word is like hammer that breaks the rocks in pieces. And then also, the gospel is the power of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. The gospel is the power of God. And primarily we communicate the gospel or the good news in words. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Oh, that is where the power is, in the word of God. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. Oh, I can identify with that, and we shouldn't be ashamed either. We are not ashamed of the gospel. Oh, we have purposed in our heart that we will preach the word of God from the north to the south, the east to the west, and all over the nations of the world, starting right here in our community and starting right here, oh, with our co-workers and our neighbors. We are not ashamed of the gospel. Don't be ashamed. The Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed either. I will preach it. My Lord, notice what he says. For it is the power of God. What is the power of God? The gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone. Notice, who believes. Everyone who believes can partake of the power in the word of God and partake of the power in the word of God. But it says for those who believe. That is what makes the power. That is how we draw out the power. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. Oh, that word salvation there in the Greek encompasses the whole plan and program of God. It also means deliverance. It also means safety. It also means health. It also means, wholeness. So the power, the gospel is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes. Oh, my Lord and my God. There was a missionary who went to the Navajo Indians, and when she went there, I believe she was a lady, and she was ministering, and they were ministering to these Indians, and there was one woman who used to come to the meetings, and she had a husband who was drunk, and when the husband would get drunk, he would be mean, and sometimes the only time he came to church was when he was drunk. So one day this missionary was ministering. And he was ministering, and according to Romans chapter 10, he said these people were uneducated, so I wanted to make the gospel very simple for them. So they were using the verse in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, that says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And when the person was ministering and these scriptures, this man who was a drunkard just got up and went to the front. So when he was going, everyone thought he was going to have the one of those spells again and be mean to them. But he went there and said, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." At that point, the people got excited. They said, "Oh wow, this alcoholic is getting saved. Let's go there and help him." They said to him, "Pray some more, pray some more, pray some more." So God, you need all the help you can get. So God will really save you today. Oh, but this man said, "Didn't you hear what the preacher said?" He said, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I called on his name 3 times. That's enough. I am saved." Oh, glory. Oh, glory. There is power in the gospel to transform any life, no matter how worse they've been. Because what the Bible says is, verse 10, Romans 10 says, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." Verse 9, "Because if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." He believed in his heart and he confessed it in his mouth and he was saved. And later on, he went out into his community and was giving the gospel to every alcoholic that he knew of, everyone that he drank with before. He was bringing them into the kingdom of God in the drove. That was a testimony he was truly saved. His life was completely turned around. Says, "I called on him 3 times. And then the missionary said, "I had to go back to the word because I realized I didn't believe my own preaching." He said, "Didn't you hear what he said? Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Oh, that is what he's talking about. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, unto deliverance. My Lord and my God. And that's the gospel that we are taking to our generation. Thank you, Father. Oh, he said that everyone who believes, he gave the power to become children of God. John 1:12. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory. I love this one too. In Acts chapter 10, verse 44. Thank you, Father. Peter was ministering, and the Holy Spirit, all the power fell on everyone who heard the word of God. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Acts 10, 44. Notice again. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Peter at the house of Cornelius. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who had the word. While Peter was still saying, while Peter was still preaching, the power fell. The Holy Spirit fell on all who had the word of God. Power was released when he was preaching the gospel. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We need a heart. How do I access the power of God? We need to have a heart hunger and a heart test that God reveal to me what is in your word. Oh, first we must be born again. But the Bible says that it is given to us, Mark 4:11. It is given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. It is given to us to know. Unto the rest, it is done in parables. But for us, it has been given to us to know. Having that heart hunger for the word of God. The Lord, the answer is in the book. And then also the word of God is given to build us up. That power in there is given to us to build us up and to give us an inheritance. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Oh, Paul was leaving the Ephesians. They were sad. They were in tears, the previous verse. Oh, but he says, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Notice, number one, it is given to build you up and to give you the inheritance. Oh, whether you realize it or not, God has an inheritance for you. But to actualize or to realize that inheritance in your life, it is going to depend on the word of God. Given to build you up and to give you the inheritance. Oh, what God has for you can be accessed through his word. Thank you, Father. How do I draw out of it? We must be committed to the demands of scriptures. In faith, be committed to the demands of scriptures in faith. And then also do what he says in Job chapter 22, verse 21. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Glory be to God. To receive our inheritance in the word. Job 22 and 21. Glory be to God. It says, agree with God and be at peace. Or the King James says, acquaint yourself with God. Thereby good will come to you. Receive instruction from his mouth. And lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, notice that word again, you will be built up. If you remove injustice or iniquity far from your tent. Oh, if you lay gold in the dust and gold of Ephah among the stones of the torrent bed, then the Almighty will be your gold and your silver. For then you will delight yourself in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. And notice what will happen. You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. Or the other verse says, you will decree a thing, and it will be established for you. But how do you get there? He says, acquaint yourself with God. Agree with God. Oh, have a relationship with him. Oh, be an acquaintance. Let him be your friend. Let him be your everything. Oh, and be at peace. Be at peace. Be at peace with him. Oh, you are not questioning the will of God. You are not struggling to obey. You are at peace with Almighty God. You are not questioning, did the Bible really say this or didn't say this? You are at peace with him. God, if you have said it, I believe it. Acquaint yourself. Agree with God. Agree with his word. Oh, my Lord, that's what, Elijah did in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. My Lord and my God, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. I love Elijah. Thank you, Lord. Notice what he says. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. Now Elijah the Tishbite. My Lord, I can spend a month just on that phrase. Oh, normally when they introduce somebody in the Bible, they will say the son of this. This man just comes in and now Elijah the Tishbite. Oh, Elijah from some place, from some town. Very soon, as you acquaint yourself with God, as you agree with God, somebody, oh, they will say of you, this and this person from Colorado Springs that is shaking the land. Now Elijah the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord, the God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word. Oh, glory. In other words, the one in whom with whom I'm in relationship with, the one with whom I am acquainted with. Oh, I'm paraphrasing it now. I am locking up the heavens and no rain will fall, nor dew will fall except according to my word. I lock it up and I put it in my pocket. Oh, that's what he say. And you will decree a thing and it will be established to you if you are in relationship with God, if you agree with God, if you agree with his word. God of Israel, before whom I stand, before whom I have a relationship with, my Lord and my God. You will decree and it will be established. Notice he said, there will be neither rain nor dew except according to my word. Oh, my Lord and my God, I remember. Oh, glory be to God. When our first son was ready to be born, his birth had been delayed by a number of days. And the doctor said, if he gets to a certain point, a certain day, they will have to force him out or do surgery, or he has to come out. He's too late. It was about a couple of days. Oh, I said, no, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, the God in whom I stand. I didn't say that in the exact way, but I said, in 24 hours, you are coming out. Oh, and within 24 hours, just when it got close to that 24th hour, the doctors were still saying it's a couple of hours ahead. Within a few minutes before that 24th hour mark hit, he rushed out and came out. Glory be to God. My Lord and my God. You see that you acquaint yourself with God. That's what he's saying in Job. Lay up his word in your heart. Then at any point that you are challenged, the word is in you and it is ready to come out. And it cannot be resisted when it comes out. My Lord and my God. Develop a close relationship with him. My Lord, Peter and James are the beautiful gate in Acts chapter 3. Oh, they got to that gate. They said, oh, silver and gold we do not have, but we have something. The God that we serve, we have his name. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. My Lord and my God. Thank you, Father. Joshua, in Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 14, he said to the son, oh, my Lord, he was fighting and he needed to defeat his enemies, and the son was going down. He said, no, son, you have to wait. Stay, stay, stay. Son, stay. Let me deal with these people. And the son stood up there and did not go down till he was done dealing with those people. My Lord, and what kind of man is Joshua? Joshua is the same one that says in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Everybody can do what they want, but we will serve the Lord. I am acquainted with him, and I am committed to him. I've laid his word in my heart. Oh, the psalmist of old said, I've put his word in my heart that I may not sin against you. You see, God said to the Israelites in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, he said, as you have said in my ears, that is what I will do. No wonder in Job, he says, you shall put iniquity far away from you. Because he says in another place in the Psalms, the psalmist said, oh, if I regard iniquity, if I have unconfessed sin in my heart, the New Living says, the Lord will not hear me. So he's going to do, when you speak in line with God's word, as he hears, that's what he's going to do. But the iniquity and the sin separates you from him hearing you. If he's not hearing, he's not going to act, so to speak. But thank God there is mercy. There is grace. You can't confess it and take it out of the way and receive from him. Lay up his words in your heart. Acquaint yourself with Almighty God. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. If you remove iniquity, injustice far away from your tent. Oh, if you lay gold in the dust and gold of Ephe among the stones of the torrent bed, then, oh, he unveils the key as well. Oh, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver, for then you will delight. You will delight then yourself in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him and he will hear you. The Almighty God is your delight. Oh, his word is your delight. Serving him is your delight. You are not ashamed of the gospel. Oh, that word is at work mightily in you, and I want that word to be at work mightily in the life of every creation. My Lord and my God, glory be the name of the Lord. There is power in the word of God for our transformation and for us to fulfill all that he has for us. Oh, just be acquainted. He says, receive instructions. The word of God is full of instructions for us to live by. And we can take it and follow his instruction, following what he tells us to do. Oh, that's what he said to Mary. Mary said to the disciples when they ran out of wine at the wedding, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. There is power. There is creative power in the word to create what is not there. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Be at peace with him. Agree with God. Don't disagree with him. He's your best partner. Don't disagree with him. God, if your word says it, that's it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory. God has done it again. Me and God together, we've done it again. I've preached myself happy. Oh, glory. Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, if you are watching us online or listening, listen. Oh, your first step is to accept the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I wish I could accept it for you if I could, but I can't. Oh, you have to accept it yourself. There is power in the word of God to deliver you from any addiction, to deliver you from sin, to deliver you from shame, to deliver you from sickness. There is power in there, but you have to accept it. Oh, like we said, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and confess it with your mouth, you will be saved. There is no if about it. You will be saved. And so this morning, if you are willing to receive, the new nature and for your life to be transformed by him, just say, Lord Jesus, I have heard your word. I believe that you were raised from the dead. And today, I confess you as my Lord and as my Savior. And thank you, I am saved. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, lift up your hands to God and cry out to him this morning. In any area of your life where you need deliverance, in any area of your life where you need his intervention in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, there is power. Begin to draw faith to you and power out of the word of God this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and say, Lord, send me my word. Send me the word that I need for my deliverance. As I study your word, as I hear it preached, Lord, this is the area of my life where I need a turnaround. This is the area of my life that I need an intervention. No matter how long standing it is, God's power is enough to deliver. God's word is enough to deliver. Lift up your voice to him this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, he sent his word and heal and deliver. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray your healing, your deliverance this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, in any area of our lives where we need an intervention, in the lives of our loved ones where they need an intervention, Lord, by the power of your word, let the broken pieces come together. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Let's all say this together. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power in your word. Let that love, let that power be made manifest in my life this week, in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, glory, 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 glory. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you and give you his peace, his shalom. Nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. May the broken places in your life be restored by the word of God in the name of Jesus. May he fill your mouth with laughter. May he fill your mouth with a testimony. Oh, and as you go forth, endeavoring to share this word, endeavoring to share the good news with the oppressed, with the sick, with the oppressed, Lord, I pray that your steps are ordered by the Lord this week. May you be at the right place at the right time and make an impact in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for our time together. We love you because you first loved us. We worship you. Take all the glory. Take all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.